That's my girl.
Constance Hall, one of the most talked about bloggers in the country.
A look out!
Opinionated,
raw,
thought-provoking,
and never shy to have an opinion.
Annalise is her best friend.
The yin to her yang.
The gale to her Oprah.
She's the chic one. Just ask her.
A show for queens.
By queens.
No topic is too taboo.
A shame-free, judge-free space.
Oversharing, commiserating, and celebrating.
This is The Queen Sesh with Constance Hall and Annalise.
Come on, girls!
Good morning. Happy Sunday, Con. We're so excited because spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung. Oh, yeah, we've had like four beautiful days in a row. It's cloudy now.
No, but it's technically not winter anymore.
I don't know my seasons. I don't even know how many days in the month there are. I asked everyone in my car the other day. No one knew how many days there are in August, so I found out I googled it. There's 31.
Yep, thanks for that. Also, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads and kings out there. Anyone in the car today getting spoilt? We love you.
Beautiful day to celebrate dads across the country. Con, we're going to be talking about today. The first ad has surfaced for the No campaign in the same-sex marriage equality vote, which obviously we're not too thrilled about. Our mate Penny did say this would happen.
It's everything we thought it was going to be. Yep, it's everything we thought it was going to be.
Hideous.
It's rank. I would also like to talk about something less serious. And I had a little accident during the week that I think is worthy of a share.
I'm
not
going to
give away too much. An overshare.
As we do. and also just another serious topic. You know, we're very highbrow and serious on the Queen Sesh next, Con. We're going to be talking about that fight because it's just so on brand.
Did you watch the fight?
Of course not.
I keep calling it the game and my partner's getting really angry at me. I'm like, what time's this friggin' game?
Yeah. So it's the Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor. We're going to be chatting about why we're so furious about the entire thing.
This is the Queen Sesh.
Annalise, on last Sunday, the whole country went crazy over this fight that I actually didn't even know anything about until the night before. And when our old mate Hugh posted a picture of like two men about to pash, and I actually thought it was the same-sex campaign, marriage equality campaign, and I was like, Jesus, that's a bit hot and steamy.
Yeah.
And then I found out they were about to bash each other and getting paid like the most ridiculous amounts of money. And I, you know, researched. I was like, what's going on? And my stepkids were like, oh, you know, it's like this big fight. Someone's going to get over $300 million. And I was like, what? The actual? Imagine if you were an alien and you were looking down at the country and you saw that there is a country full of starving children who are dying and there is someone getting paid $300 million to fight. So that was my first gripe. I was like, whoa. And then I found out that one of the are they contestants?
I don't know.
One of the fighters is a convicted woman basher.
Yeah. So this is the Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor. Again, it might not mean anything to you, but you probably saw it popping up in your feeds.
Oh, or you would have seen like you couldn't go to your local pub for dinner or anything because the crowds were crazy in where I live. They were massive down here and I live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so Floyd Mayweather, he has been accused of violence against women at least seven times. And
unbelievable.
The sort of things that he's been charged with: battery, domestic assault, harassment, domestic battery. And I read, you know, police reports, I read, you know, one woman's child statements and the things that he did.
Oh, that was heartbreaking.
Just like sickening to your core. But this isn't in the mainstream media, Con.
No. If I so much as punched somebody, if I so much as got drunk in public and spewed in a bin and got photographed, I wouldn't have a career anymore. I don't understand why this radio station would fire me. And rightly so. Like, why is this man allowed to act like such a disgusting pig and still be celebrated by so many people? And why is mainstream media ignoring it? That's what I want to know.
I want to know that too.
Because I thought it was a rumour and I didn't even think me and you were going to be able to talk about it on radio because I thought, oh, it must be a rumour. It can't be true. It would be everywhere if it was true. But it's completely washed under the carpet. It's disgusting. He's an actual pig.
Yeah, I know. All his Twitter photos with him laying in piles of money. He's like one of the richest athletes in the world.
I was going for the other guy anyway just because, like, A, he's hot. B, I'm half Irish. Like, my background goes back to Irish. And I know my dad would be looking down at me going, you know, you're an Irish clanny woman. You have to go for them. And And I just thought, when I watched like a second of it, I was walking past, we thought it started at 11, but it started at 1. And I didn't know any of this before, you know, I would have protested and not gone. But I just went, oh, how horrendous. In the bin, Mayweather, with
in
all your money.
In the bin, money, Mayweather.
Money, no.
that's his nickname, Money. He's given himself.
Oh, really?
Oh, don't even get me started.
Oh, he's so rank.
So rank. Next con, speaking of rank, we're going to be talking about your little accident that you...
God. The Queen Sesh.
Annalise, a couple of days ago, I was walking through the forest and there was like...
So chic.
So chic.
I know, just take a moment with that there, yeah.
So yeah, there's so many things I can't do living in the forest, but this, you know, one thing I can do is walk through it.
Mm.
And like there was gum nuts and bark and I was barefoot.
Oh.
I was like, I had a moment of being, not a queen, more of a princess. I was like, damn, my beautiful boyfriend.
Mm.
And he comes up, walks over to me and he like... You know, pats himself on the back to say jump on the back.
Mm.
Now, the last time I jumped on him was when he proposed to me and we were on the beach in up north and I jumped on him and he fell, but I'm 10 kilos heavier than I'm used to being. So I was not used to jumping on anyone and them falling, but he actually collapsed and we both got wet.
Oh.
And so when he did that, I was like, oh, I don't want to jump on your back, you'll fall. And not saying that you're not strong, sweetheart, if you're out there listening.
Mm.
I'm huge. And then he goes, don't be an idiot, jump on. And I was like really nervous. I thought he might fall and we were both going to crash. And so as I jumped, I like screamed. And as I screamed, I weed.
Oh, God.
All over him on his back. And that's my pelvic floor. I've had 4 kids. I can't help it, you know? And like.
How much wee?
Like, I'd say cup. Half a cup.
Ooh,
half a cup.
Okay.
Yeah, half.
And
but because I was wearing like undies and a dress,
yes.
If I was wearing jeans, then it would have just gone on my jeans or whatever. But it just went bam, straight direct onto his skin. And he told
me. He didn't have a shirt on.
He's never got a shirt on. Never. And I know it doesn't matter what the degrees is, but
that's
he told
so much work.
When I told him I was going to tell you about this on the radio show, he told me that he'd really like me to make it clear that he wasn't grossed out at all.
Oh, that's nice.
Even though he got in the shower straight after, I couldn't care less. I was like, it's just a bit of wee, babe, like seriously. And he didn't care either. But yeah, it did get me thinking. And so I posted about it on my Facebook and turns out everyone's pissing themselves.
Hashtag relatable.
Hashtag so do you actually wee when you laugh and sneeze and scream and jump?
No, but mine is even worse because sometimes I'll be sitting on the couch and no warning, just a little gush. There we go, got to get changed. thankfully, never on my husband because you know my husband, Con, he would never recover from such an incident.
Oh, my God, that's exactly what I said to Denim today. I said to Denim, I'm so glad that you're not grossed out, unlike Clarence, who, like, would divorce me if I was married to him.
Well, next, Con, we have found the pelvic floor expert. And she's going to be sharing with you, sharing with everyone that can relate to this little issue downstairs.
She's just going to ask me to do more exercises, and I don't exercise. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, well, maybe she's got some other tips that involve nothing, doing nothing. We'll try.
This is the Queen Sesh.
Just before, I don't know if you guys were listening, but I was telling Annalise about an awful situation that I had the other day where I jumped on my boyfriend and weed on his back. Not purposely. It happened. It just came out. And Annalise then told me that sometimes she's just sitting on the couch and wee just comes out.
Yep.
We've been lucky enough to be contacted by Heba, who is the pelvic floor queen. And she's going to give us a couple of little tips, hopefully not too strenuous because I don't exercise, obviously, and I don't like being told that I should exercise because it just makes me feel guilty about the fact that I don't. So welcome to the show, Heba. How are you?
Hey, Constance. Hey, Annalise. I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm great. Thank you for getting in contact with us and saving out millions of pairs of undies a day.
What can we do?
Destiny, what can we do?
Leaking after birth, it's really common. So many women experience
I hate that word.
It. Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know. Incontinence, weeing, peeing your pants, whatever makes you feel better.
They're all terrible, Heather.
Yeah, okay, it's so really common. Yeah, like it affects, at least 1 in 3 women. And a lot of women just put up with it, but you can actually solve it. And it's as simple as, doing some pelvic floor exercises regularly. If you're having issues that it's persisting, and even if you're doing your pelvic floor exercises, it's not working, then it's a really good idea to get in touch with a women's health physiotherapist. Wherever you are across Australia, there's heaps of us and we can help you. So we can find out why you're leaking and give you specific exercises so that you can stop those leaks. Sometimes women actually develop something called prolapse, and that's when after you give birth, your organs kind of sag down. It doesn't matter how old you are, it can happen from your first birth. And that's usually the main reason why women leak. So it's a really great idea to actually get that checked by a women's health physio, because what she can do is fit you for a little support device, which is called a pessary.
Oh my God.
And that little support, yeah, I know.
It's not
scary than it. Exactly. A bra for your bitch. That's the perfect way of putting it.
Thank you, Emma.
That could be the answer. That could be what stops you from leaking, because now your organs are nice and up there. And it also allows your pelvic floor muscles to engage a bit better as well, because sometimes if you have prolapse, it pushes down on those muscles. And then no matter how much you try and squeeze those muscles, it might just not work because the organs are weighing down on them.
I like the idea of the bra for your bits, because that doesn't involve exercise, Con. I think that you can probably feel the same as me.
Actually scares the crap out of me.
Thank you, Heba, so much for sharing your pelvic floor wisdom with us. We really appreciate it.
Women's Health Week is actually starting on Monday.
Oh, that's tomorrow. Perfect.
Yeah. We're actually running a challenge, a pelvic floor challenge over the next 5 days, so that women can just get in touch with those pelvic floors and really start connecting to them. And hopefully within 5 days, they feel like, oh yeah, I can really feel those muscles working and I can, you know, get my leaks or peeing or whatever it might be under control.
This is like a fun run for your fanny, really, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, you should be my copywriter. You need to be my copywriter. You are so awesome.
The Queen Sesh.
Annalise, I know you've seen it. There is an ad. And a no campaign ad has come out about the plebiscite and marriage equality. And I knew that I shouldn't have watched it. I was just like, I scrolled past it like 5 times and then I was like, oh, fine, let me see what they're saying. And it was pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, and we knew this would happen because when we spoke to Penny Wong, she said this is what's going to hurt
That's
people.
Exactly right. Do you know what I have noticed about the no campaign is that it's all based around children, and I find that really bizarre because kids, you know, the last thing on my kids' mind is who they're going to bloody marry.
Have a listen to the ad and you'll hear what we mean.
School told my son he could wear a dress next year if he felt like it. When same-sex marriage passes as law overseas, this type of program become widespread and compulsory.
Kids in year 7 are being asked to role play being a same-sex relationship. You can say no.
You can,
kind of funny.
You can say no.
You can say
no. So they're not even really focusing on marriage equality. They're actually talking about the safe school program.
Well, they know that this is where they're going to get people's heartstrings, is when people start thinking this is going to affect my kids, they say, oh, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe it is my business who can get married if it's going to affect my kids. It's not going to affect your kids. If my school was doing role play of any relationship, I'd be marching myself down there and helicopter mumming all over the place.
Yeah.
Because that's wrong. That's weird. Like, you're there to play sports and learn how to play the recorder. You're not there to learn how to be a wife or a husband or wear a dress if you're a boy. Like, you can, I just don't see the point in bringing up all these things that schools are going to be doing. Like, my view is that it's got nothing, they're just two completely separate topics. What your school's choosing to teach at school and whether or not our beautiful lesbian and gay and trans friends are allowed to get married.
Yeah, I honestly, I cannot see the parallel, and I just think, oh.
And the sad music as well.
Oh, dun, dun. I know, it's disappointing, and I hate to think what else is going to come out next.
Yeah, me too.
That's my girl. This is the Queen Sesh with Constance Hall and Annalise.
Come on, girl.
And this is our special Happy Father's Day edition of the Queen Sesh. And just in case you have forgotten about your special someone, we have Christian Hull, a.k.a. Trish, coming on later in the show to give us some Queen advice about Father's Day. We're so excited to meet him, aren't we, Con?
So excited. He is hilarious. Stick around for that, because I'm obsessed with him. He's the guy with the long blonde wig that you see on Facebook.
Yeah.
All the time. And because that's how I recognise people, is by visually explaining, figuring out who they are
on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, I'm on radio. And I have an awkward problem that why is it always awkward with me?
I don't know.
I've got a new phobia and I want to talk to Annalise about it.
Another anxiety thread in the spider web that is constant.
I don't
fall.
Even like telling you anymore what I'm going to talk on the radio. If you could just take your headphones off.
Also, Con, we have Turia Pitt coming to chat to us, which we're so, so thrilled about, just to talk about her latest book, Good Selfie, which is helping teenagers with self-esteem.
Oh. Learn how to take a good selfie. And next I have a conundrum, a school conundrum that I want to speak to Annalise about, school drop-off and teacher issues.
Oh, yeah. Of it's a constant problem for you, seeing as you have 18 kids. I can only imagine.
This is the Queen Sesh.
I had an awkward moment this week. I had a terrible school drop-off like I always do. I have 6 kids to get to school. I get the twins to daycare now as well. First of all, I was in a crabby mood as it was because I'd already had to wash knit shampoo out of my hair, wash Arlo's hair 3 times to get his knit shampoo out, get everybody ready, get lunches. I hadn't done any preparing. You know when you wake up in the morning, you haven't done any preparing the night before and your morning's just off on a bad foot. Anyway, so then I got like the twins to daycare. I got Billy Violet. She was just being an 18-year-old, even though she's 8, and telling me that I'm the worst mum in the world, and got her to her class. And then I took Arlo in. I have to order Arlo's lunch. I have to order all the kids' lunches on this day because I didn't have enough food at home. And Arlo being in pre-primary, I have to grab his recess because they don't deliver the lunch orders at recess time in my school. They only delivered lunch. Mm-hmm. So I had to that limits what I can buy him. You know, like they said to me, I can't get him a cheesy, I can't get him sausage roll, I can't get him all the things that you'd usually get them, or, you know, like whatever. They won't make a sandwich or anything because I've got to grab it then. It's just like refrigerated goods, basically. So I was like, well, what can I get? And they were like, you can give him a yogurt and you can give him a chocolate milk, or you can, you know, or a juice or whatever. And so I thought chalk milk would be good because it'll line his tummy a bit if he's only having yogurt for recess. So for the last like 3 months, I've been giving him a yogurt and a chalk milk, putting it in his little basket for recess because he's only a little, he's in pre-primary. So then on this day I went there and I gave him, and he looks at the lunch and he goes, oh, I wish that you didn't get me the chalk milk. And I said, why? And he goes, the teachers don't let me have it. They make me have it at lunchtime because it's not healthy enough for recess.
Oh no.
So I said to the teacher, really? Like, he's not, the options are that or juice. And because he can't have any bread or anything substantial, I give him that to line his tummy a little bit because he's probably hungry. And they said, yeah, no, we do let him have it, but we don't let him have it until lunchtime because it's not healthy enough. And I felt really like, A, embarrassed, like, oh my God, I'm giving my kid the worst breakfast and you guys think it's so unhealthy that he's actually not even allowed to have it in front of the other kids. And then B, I thought, no, do you know what? Like, maybe you should have informed me if my kid hasn't been able to have his chalk milk at recess for the last 2 months. There are mothers like me who work full-time, we have 6 children, that just sort of need things to go smoothly. There's other mothers who cannot afford to be even doing lunch orders, and that, you know, for them to get shamed about what they're giving their kid for recess, I just don't like it. I don't like the whole thing. It feels icky to me, and I'm a pretty confident chick and I'm in a really good position in my life, and for me to feel like that from this conversation that I had, can you imagine if I had this conversation back when I was at my lowest and I couldn't afford, you know, I couldn't afford to even do lunch orders, and I couldn't get I had twin babies, newborn babies, and I was living on my own and I couldn't get to the supermarket. Like, imagine if someone turned to me and said, yeah, your son's not allowed to have chocolate milk at recess because it's not healthy enough. I would have burst into tears and, you know, gone straight to my psychologist and had and hyperventilated the whole way there. So then I went to email because I was so angry. I went to email the principal, but when I saw his name and then I was about to do my like type out, I thought, is this petty? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think it's petty because
I quite respect the principal. He's pretty cool.
I just don't see the difference between the recess and lunch thing. I think you either can have it or just have it whenever you want. I just don't see the difference.
Okay, so I've got your backing if I email him.
Do it.
All right. I'll fill you in next week.
For the
week.
People.
Power to the people. Let them drink milk.
the Queen Sesh.
And right now, Con, we've got one of the strongest queens going around. She survived a bushfire whilst running a marathon, told she wasn't going to live, with, you know, burns to 65% of her body. She's a humanitarian, athlete, motivationalist and author. Welcome to the Queen Sesh, Turia Pitt.
Hey, how you going?
We understand that you're pregnant. Congratulations.
Thank you, ladies.
When are you due?
Early December.
Aww. Oh, beautiful. You must be sick of talking about it, but I am a sucker for pregnancy news.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's really nice that everyone's interested.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You know?
When you have, like, your third and fourth, no one gives a rat.
Yeah, for sure. I eagerly await that day.
So your most recent book, Good Selfie, and it's tools and tips for teens to nail life, which I absolutely love.
Me too.
Thank you. So, have you guys read it?
No, we haven't. Tell us what am I doing? Faking to you guys? Sorry, now I feel terrible.
To my credit, Turia, no one sent it to me. I'd actually love to read your book.
Yes, I will also read it.
No one sent it to you.
You get your people to speak to my people because.
So tell us about it and tell us how it came about.
Look, it's just, as you can imagine, I get a lot of emails of people every single day, and a lot of those people are kids. And it was questions like, you know, how can I be confident like you? I'm going through a really tough time at school. I'm getting bullied. My dad has cancer. What can I do to help him? And there was just a lot of similarities in the types of questions I was getting. Mm. So I basically took each and every question that I've been asked over the past couple of years, wrote my answers to them, and put them in the book.
How gorgeous is that?
Yeah, the book's really cool. Actually, you know what's funny? We've been getting a lot of positive comments and reviews from adults too.
Yeah, right. Well, I think it's like, I actually like reading a young adult book. I'm not ashamed to admit that because
I love young adult books.
Yeah, they're really interesting and they're easy to read. Totally. I think it's definitely across genre. You get your mums and you get your, you know, like a lot of people want to read young adult books.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, it just goes to show that everyone's human. Mm. You know, we all face the same challenges and, you know, the same kind of setbacks.
Yeah. Hey, were you asked any questions? Sorry.
No, you go for it, mate.
I was just wondering, were you asked any questions that you didn't know how to answer and you had to, like, get outside, like, expert advice in order to, like, write the book, or was it all just sort of
We did get a psychologist reviewed, which I really wanted to do because, you know, I thought, oh, it's just my spin on it. I don't actually know if that's, you know, if I can say that sort of stuff to kids.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we got it reviewed and, you know, the psychologist is really happy with everything that was written, so that was good.
Great.
So, the question, a couple of them I did have to think pretty carefully about because, you know, say when young girls compare themselves to people on Instagram, it's really easy to say, well, just don't do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's a difference between, you know, telling someone what to do and actually giving them a strategy for what they can do at that time.
Yep.
So one of the strategies I use, you know, when you're comparing yourself to people on social media, you can do a social media cleanse, as in unfollow people who don't make you feel good about yourself. You can practice gratitude. Just more actionable strategies that they can actually use.
Mm, absolutely. Because you know what? I find that whenever I hear like the advice, like just be yourself, just follow your dreams.
Oh, I hate that.
Me too. Unpractical advice.
Yeah, and it's like for kids. I remember when my mum used to say that to me, and she'd say, "Oh, just be yourself. They'll love you."
Yeah.
And I would think, no, Mum, they won't love me if I'm just my... You know what I mean?
So yeah, totally. I don't know who you are. And
well, you're still figuring it all out, and that's why I think kids, they're such a cool audience because, yeah, they've faced a lot of unique challenges, but at the same time, it's their formative time of their lives. Mm. It's where they're discovering who they are, what they like, what they don't like. So it's challenging, but it's also exciting for them.
Yep. And I had really hard teenage years. Like, I was just rank. I was mean to my parents and I was, like, overweight and I cut off all my hair. And, like, the boys at school were nasty and it was just horrible. Like, I hated it. And I always look back at those years and I think I'm actually really glad that I had horrible teenage years because I can now empathise with teenagers so much when my friends are going, oh, my God, I can't stand my kids. They're just being the worst. I was like, bring them to my house. I freaking love them. And I just talk to them and I honestly find them funny and I remember how hard it was. And I think if I had, like, easy going, if I was one of the hot kids that was, like, even though I actually do have learnt now that the hot kids struggled almost more than me because they had so much to live up to, whereas I had nothing to live up to because everyone hated me.
Okay, like, you've been a bit harsh there, mate.
I needed someone like you in my life, a book like yours to help pull me out of the slump. But, yeah, I really do. I think that, like, I totally understand why you wrote your book to teenagers because I think they're a bloody awesome group of people and they have a really hard time, especially I can't imagine what it'd be like to be a teenager now.
No, with social media, we didn't have that growing up and it was hard enough. I can't imagine going through raising a teenager or being one now. Scary.
Yeah, all of that stuff I have to look forward to,
that,
isn't it?
Yeah. But you know what, Sheria? I think that you've written this book, and I think that's great that you haven't got teenage kids, because you've got this really fresh, and you're talking to them on a really equal friendship basis. So they're probably going to be able to read it and just go, yes. Whereas if you were like had teenage kids and you were writing to them, you know, like they'd probably be like, oh, whatever.
Well, you know, like kids don't really like adults telling them what to do either. Like I hated it when I was a teenager. When adults told me what to do.
Yep.
You know, if it was my mom or my dad or, you know, anyone older or a teacher, it would really irritate you because you're like, well, they don't know.
Yeah.
They're not me. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
And, Turia, out of all the questions that you get asked, I know you get emails, but you also do these motivational speaking tours. What would be the most common thing that you can think of that you get asked? Like the most common question?
Honestly, the most common question, does Michael have a brother?
Oh, your beautiful fiancé, Michael. Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's the first question that comes out of people's mouths. And I'm like, okay, I've just stood up on stage for an hour. I've given it my heart and soul. I've been so passionate. And that's the first thing you want to know.
Oh, well, maybe you could, like, start a dating website or something.
Maybe I could just hire out Michael.
Yeah, totally.
And make heaps of money off him.
It's all about the bottom dollar, babe.
Well, Turia, your new ebook, Good Selfie, we can get it from turiapitt.com. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you
so much.
No worries, ladies. I hope you both have an epic day.
You too.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Bye.
This is the Queen Sesh.
Annalise, I've developed a phobia, and I think I'm going to blame modern technology.
You mean another phobia, Connie?
Another phobia, yeah. Another anxiety. And whatever, you don't get anxiety, so you don't get it, but I am scared of everything. And my new phobia is I can't talk on the phone.
Okay.
I can't do it. I can talk to you. I know you're thinking right now, hang on, you call me every day. I can talk to you and I can talk to my sister, but if I haven't spoken to somebody very much and I don't really know them that well, which is the majority of people in the world, I can't talk to them on the phone, to the point where I have missed out on so many great relationships because I've been contacted, especially in the last year since like my blog took off and, you know, I've got this radio show. I get contacted by these amazing women who go, call me sometime. I'd love to like connect with you. I'm talking like women that should not be calling me, you know, like they're cool women
like
with
who?
Awesome jobs.
Tell us.
No, I don't want to because I don't want them to like feel like I'm like capitalizing. See, that's my anxiety again.
Then they'll know. They'll know that you burnt their call.
Or they would think that I'm just like trying to brag that we're friends now.
Yeah, and even though you don't answer their calls.
Never. I will tell you this one. Even our boss, Gemma.
Oh, no.
She said to me on a couple of occasions, can you call me when you're free, when we first like started getting this radio show together, and I couldn't do it. Because,
for anyone listening, Gemma is like literally the queen of radio in Australia. Yeah. Like,
and she's amazing and she's kind and she's approachable.
You don't
burn
your call.
I almost girl crush her so much that I can't talk to her on the phone.
Oh, this is awkward.
And she's just a typical example, okay, I am shooting myself in the foot with this anxiety. I get a message. And I'm like, oh, my God, babe, you would not believe who just texted me. And he's like, who? And I'm like, blah, blah. And she's like, famous or whatever. And he's like, wicked. And I'm like, she asked me to call her. Oh, well, that was a nice idea. It could have been a blossoming friendship, but it's over. Wait. Seriously, I can't do it.
You can't even text them back.
Claire Bowditch, if you're listening. I text back all the time, but I never call anyone. Ever. I can't do it. I have anxiety. And they probably think that I'm just like, think I'm too cool or whatever, or don't have reception because I'm doing something exciting. I'm not. I'm sitting by my phone, like literally flicking it away with my foot, praying that they don't call.
The Queen Sesh.
And Con, we are coming to the close of the sesh.
Yep.
And we do like to finish with Queen Vice, which is advice for queens.
From queens to queens.
Yeah. And this week we have the biggest queen out there. It's lifestyle expert Trish.
You'd recognise Trish. You probably need to be reminded. Trish is the beautiful Facebook sensation with the long blonde hair.
Luscious locks. Very natural looking Trish.
There's not a person in Australia that hasn't seen Trish pop up on their Facebook feed.
I know. Welcome, Trish, to the Queen Sesh.
Oh, my God. Hello, Queenies. It's such a pleasure to be here. I can't tell you. I'm very nervous. Oh. This is only the second time I've been on radio, so I'm a little bit shitting myself.
Oh, you'll be fine, Trish, just fine. So it's Father's Day today, Trish. And,
It's next week, Dale.
No, it's Father's Day. Oh, no, Trish. You, Nick, get with the program. It's Father's Day today.
Is it today?
It is today.
Oh, who cares about men, to be honest?
Am I right?
Men. It's all about the Queen style.
So, Trish, what kind of tips do you have for Father's Day? Like, have you sort of spoilt your other half and got prezzies and...
Well, obviously, by the sound of it, no, I haven't, because I forgot it was on. But you know what's beautiful? Men are simple. They're so simple. So yeah. All I have to do is look at him seductively, maybe make a gesture with my hand, pop into the bedroom, and happy Father's Day to him. Oh, I'm obviously talking about my partner, not my father. Clarify that. If your husband and you don't have a very sexual relationship, you can get him a John Denver CD or just socks and undies. Look, men love socks and the undies. That's why they're
really?
Simple.
Really? I think that's kind of standard. What about, you know, outside the box?
Oh, if you want to get something that's like a bit romantic, it's a bit vomity, a love plant. Do a plant that
a love plant.
You can put it outside and usually you watch it wilt and die like your relationship.
Yes, I have had a love fern before and it wilted and died like that relationship.
Yeah, and many before.
And many, many before.
Now, Trish, you know, I was thinking, I forgot to send my dad something in time and he lives on the other side of the country. So this morning he woke up with nothing. Are you able to maybe send him one of your beautiful Trish towels, maybe sign it?
What's a Trish towel?
The one that says, oh, you're making me wet and it's a tea towel?
Yes, I think my dad would love that.
Can you not send that to Trev? That makes me feel really sick.
Look, I gave my father one. We have a great relationship.
Oh, Trish, thank you so much for imparting so much of your beautiful wisdom. It was just, I'm just going to take it on board. I'm going to get one of those tea towels for my dad. I think it'll make up for it. Absolutely. Can you just maybe say happy Father's Day to Trevor?
Trevor, my darling, you sexy beast, you. Take that top off slowly and then I'm going to wipe you down with my tea towel, which is available online. It's my Facebook page if you would like to buy one for your father.
All right, and I think we've just lost Trish. All right, thank you so much. That's us for another week. You can chat to us anytime. Reach out on our Facebook page, The Queen Sesh, and catch up on any of our extended interviews, bits that you've missed. Just search The Queen Sesh, catch up, and have a beautiful Father's Day and happy Sunday.
Happy Father's Day, Kings. We love you all so much.
Mwah.
This is The Queen Sesh.
This is just a little special shout out to our pod queens. I think we forgot to do one last week, Con, which is not cool.
Not cool at all. They're what we live for.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, ladies.
So please subscribe, leave us a rating and review on that note. But we thought for Father's Day, and I know a lot of our pod queens are international, so sorry, not relevant for you today. But it is in Australia and for us celebrating Father's Day. So we thought we would share a fun, happy father's memory. And my dad, Trev, you've probably seen him on the Queen Sesh Facebook page. He's the first to like and comment on any post. So if you see him pop up, give
Trevor
him a
Todd.
Chuck him
Trevor
a like.
Todd.
Yeah, Trevor Todd. You know, comment, say hello, Trev. He'll love that. He literally lives for Facebook likes and comments. And he listens to the show every week and he is our biggest fan.
He is.
But one of my favourite memories with him, it was a million years ago. I think we were working at that hairdresser con. Mm-hmm. So we would have been like early 20s. And my dad's a writer and a script writer. And he got us tickets to, I think they were called the AFIs at the time. And they're now called the Actors, which is like the Australian Acting Television Commercial Awards.
I remember when you went there.
Yeah, I think you probably did my hair.
Yeah, and I helped you choose an outfit.
Yes.
I even remember what you wore.
Yeah, me too. It was like this like sequiny chic thing with a big black puffy skirt and
it
my
was
hair
a bit
was
burlesque.
Huge. Yes.
You were a bit burlesque, yeah.
Oh,
love it.
I know.
Timeless.
Oh, iconic. And I remember we rocked up to these. It's like the Australian Oscars. So it's a big deal in Australia. And we you know, had a car and me and my dad, I think he was single at the time, so it was just me and him and maybe some other writer friends of his. And we got out of this car and I heard all this, like, cheering, and I'm like, yes, I've arrived. The crowd can recognise and just feel my chicness, even though I'm not famous. And I was walking up feeling amazing, and then I looked around and Jeffrey Rush was behind me. So actually wasn't about me.
I love Jeffrey Rush. Yeah, I know that's not the point of the story.
I know. He's great, okay. But, yeah, we just had this amazing night out together and, you know, this is literally my dad living his best life.
Yeah.
You know, out on the town at a,
with
you know.
With his beautiful daughter.
Yeah, and we had an oyster fountain and we had champagne and we danced and we, you know, just talked shit to so many strangers, which is our favourite thing to do in the entire universe. And,
do you know what I love about your dad? He shares everything you or your sister do. He shares it. He's the most doting, proud father you'll ever meet. Like, that kills me. Every time I see something on here, if he's on Facebook, he's like, beautiful Mish. Or, look at clever Annalise.
I know. And he's always been so, so proud. Like, you and I have always said, like, our dads only had daughters, but they were the men that were born to have daughters.
That's why we became queens.
Yeah.
And I remember when you got a job as a receptionist and he was like, oh, I'm just so proud of him.
Oh, he's always been so proud
it
of
me. It doesn't matter how
mediocrity.
Big or small the accomplishment.
Yeah.
It's like getting that job, getting out of hospitality.
I know. Yeah, so we love you, Trev.
Happy
Father's Day.
I'm sorry
that I didn't send something in the mail in time, but I'm hoping that this is the thought that counts present that makes up for it. Okay.
That's exactly right. Now, I was going to share some funny little memories about my dad. I don't know if any of our podcast ladies, the queens that are listening, have creepy dads, but my dad, he was the most beautiful human on earth, God rest his soul, but he had a creepy side, and he used to like to crack onto my friends.
Yeah.
And one particular incident that my sister will cringe that I'm saying because she died. I laugh. She died. And we were in my nonno's house, and my cousin Bianca had a friend over and or maybe it was Tim anyway, and my dad's walked over to him and he'd had a couple of drinks, probably, you know, been what my dad likes to, he lived his best life.
Yeah.
It was a short life but a good one.
Yeah.
And he walked over to them and he was like, ladies, do you know what a Brazilian is? And girls, I am not talking about the country. And my sister just puts her plate down and storms off. She's so angry.
She's so easily embarrassed too.
Yep, absolutely. And then he continued to all night sing his version of like Fergie's My Humps, My Humps, My Lovely. And he got off like me and my dad both got off on like embarrassing Stella, my sister.
Yeah.
So she would just like, she just had to leave. She was just so drained by me and my dad. But the funny part is that when he was dying, he started to get a little bit of dementia. And when you've like lost a parent and it's been a few years, you can joke about this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not being crass. But his brain started to go a little bit. And I said to him, Dad, you feeling all right? And he's like, yeah, I'm feeling great. And I was like, okay, they're treating you well. And he goes, Con. And he whispered, he brought me real close. And he said, the Asian nurses have promised to shower with me later.
Oh.
I was like, you're such a creep. Like, no, they didn't. And he goes, yes, and I believe that's going to be quite a nice little pick-me-up.
Oh, Jerry, we love you and we miss
you.
Love you,
Dad.
Happy Father's Day. Looking down on us right now, he would be so, so proud of you, Con. And
so proud. And you.
Yeah. Oh, he would. I know. He loved.
He loved the best laugh with you.
Yeah. But yeah, that's us for another week. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day for Father's Day. And for anyone who's missing their dad, we're thinking of you and supporting you as well.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. The Queen Sesh.